seatbelt on, wait for summertime, coming up for air. Now it's all a wash, now it's all a wash. Live my life without coming up for air. Now it's all a wash. I want everyone racing down the hill. I am faster than.
Down. Good morning, penguins. This is radio.dominican.edu. This is Little Fish, and you are listening to Life's a Beach. And today is a beautiful Wednesday, April 2nd. And so thank you for listening to my show. I have a great show lined up for us today. We're going to talk about the roles that we play in life throughout, from the very beginning to the very end, and how they affect us and how they make a big impact on who we are. So again, thank you for listening, and this is A Little Fish on Life's a Beach. So to begin, I'd like to take a look at Shakespeare's infamous poem called All the World a Stage. I personally had to memorize this poem during high school, and I really didn't understand the significance of it until just recently when I was thinking about all the different roles I've been playing just all the same time. And Shakespeare has a way of words, and he made it sound so beautiful. So I would like to talk about that first, and then we're going to go into the different roles that we play until the very end. So let's get started. So this is Shakespeare's poem, All the World's a Stage. All the world a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. His acts being seven stages. At first, the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms. Then the whining schoolboy, with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snail unwillingly to school. And then the lover, sighing like furnace, with a woeful ballad made to his mistress's eyebrow. Then a soldier, full of strange oaths and bearded like the bard, jealous in honor, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble of reputation, even in the cannon's mouth. And then the justice, in fair round belly with a good cap and lined, with eyes severe and beard a formal cut, full of wise saws and modern instances, and so he plays his part. The sixth stage shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch on side, his youthful hose well saved, a world too wide. For his shrunk shank and his big manly voice, turning again to our childish tremble, pipes and whistles in his sound. Last scene of all that ends this strange eventful history is second childishness and mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything. So that was Shakespeare's All the World's a Stage. And it quite beautifully goes through all the stage of, for Shakespeare, a young man, and how he eventually finds death. And so I just think it's really funny how he mentioned, obviously, the infant and, you know, going through all that stages, but obviously the schoolboy with satchel and shining morning face creeping like snail unwillingly to school. And I'm pretty sure that's a stage that all people can relate to. I'm not sure there's a child out there who every day pops out of bed and is stoked for school. So Shakespeare has a way of relating his audience to his poems and his work. And through his words, I feel like we are able to see all the different stages of life in his beautiful words. So that was the first little thing I would like to go over. And this is radio.dominican.edu. And you are listening to Life's a Beach with Little Fish. So going off of what Shakespeare had written earlier, I would like to talk about how I have many different roles that I play. And of course, when I was brought into this world, I was first and foremost the daughter of my parents. I remember them telling me about how I was as a child and how I was born at 4 o'clock in the morning on a, you know, cold February morning, and my mom never let me forget it, that I was that I was the most inconvenient timed child, but you know, she still loves me, I hope. So being a daughter, though, I found is one of the roles that I find most endearing. You can never really fully repay your parents for everything that they have done and sacrificed for you. And especially, I feel even more blessed having the parents that I have. They do treat me like a daughter, not like a friend, which I think is really important to be able to build that relationship and to have trust and understanding. And though we have had our fights, and they're usually over something that's not very relevant, I'm glad that we have a relationship that we can be very, that we can find compromise, and we don't have to scream and yell to get what we want, but we can talk rationally and do what we need to do in order to make everyone happy. So I'm blessed to be able to be a daughter to them. And sometimes I take my role a little too drastically, and I forget that my parents are, you know, there to support and love me. And my dad, it's his role, I feel, to embarrass me as me being his daughter. He constantly reminds me that he loves this role. He even has a t-shirt that says so. And I remember that in elementary school, there was a father-daughter dance every year, and I have two sisters, and so all three of us would go, and then sometimes we'd be able to go by ourselves if that was what the year called for. But it was, I believe, when I was in fourth or fifth grade, I was pretty young, and it was a year that both of my sisters attended the father-daughter dance with me and my father, and it was a fun night to be able to dance on the dance floor to all the, you know, 80s songs and such, and just have a really good time with my dad. But the pivotal part of the night that I will never forget is the part when the DJ said that he wanted all the dads in the front of the hall, and they all stood there, and all the girls sat on the floor right in front of them, and he's like, okay, we're gonna have the coolest dad contest. And so whoever can show that they're the coolest dad wins a prize. So of course all the dads are super stoked, and all the girls are kind of nervous about what their dads are going to do to win, knowing how competitive they are. And so he put on this song that was just, you know, silly. And there was a bunch of like the dads were playing air guitar, and, you know, just being silly dads to make their daughters laugh and to hopefully win this title of coolest dad. So of course, you know, the song goes on, and I'm trying to find my dad and trying to see how embarrassing and crazy he can be to try and win, because I know he wants to. And I asked my sisters where he went, and we were all kind of frantic. We're like, well, where would dad go? Like, he wouldn't miss this. And of course, right when we have this small sense of sadness that he was gone, we hear a burst of laughter come from a little bit behind us, and we all turn at the same time and see my father on one of the plastic, like one of the tables that we had previously eaten dinner on, and he was dancing full force to this glorious silly song and just having the time of his life and dancing and just going crazy, and everyone just thought it was the best thing ever. Just laughing, and then the DJ even called him out, and it's like, that guy is the coolest dad, he won, and everyone was laughing and having a grand time as my sisters and I tried to slowly sink into our chairs and pretend that we didn't exist because of how extremely embarrassing that was. But the moral of the story is that as crazy as my father can be, and how he constantly makes sure that I have a smile on my face, he makes me remember how important it is to be a daughter and how special it is that we have this relationship. So the role of being a daughter is a two-way street. It's me acting as one and remembering to respect my parents and to know what they have done for me. But it's also knowing that what my parents have gone through in order to ensure my happiness and see me as and care for me as their daughter. So that was the short, quick first segment. And so we're going to take a short break. And we'll be right back on Penguin Radio. And this is radio.dominican.edu. So we'll be right back with a slight commercial.
If I get murdered in the city, don't go revenging in my name. One person dead from such is plenty, no need to go get locked away. When I leave your arms, the things that I think of, no need to get over alarmed. I'm coming home. I wonder which brother is better, which one our parents loved most. I sure did get in lots of trouble, they seem to let the other go. A tear fell from my father's eyes, I wondered what my dad would say. He said, I love you and I'm proud of you both in so many different ways. I get murdered in the city, go read the letter in my desk. Don't bother with all my belongings, but pay attention to the list. Make sure my sister knows I loved her. Make sure my mother knows the same. Always remember there was nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name. Always remember there was nothing worth sharing like the love that let us share our name.
First day of my life, I swear I was born right in the doorway. I went out in the rain, suddenly everything changed. They're spreading blankets on the beach. Yours is the first face that I saw. I think I was blind before I met you. Don't know where I am, I don't know where I've been, but I know where I want to go. So I thought I'd let you know. But these things take forever, I especially am slow. But I realized how I need you, and I wondered if I could come home. Remember the time you drove all night just to meet me in the morning.
Welcome back, Penguins. This is Little Fish on Life's a Beach, and this is radio.dominican.edu. So So welcome, and if you're just tuning in to the show, today we are talking about the different roles that we play in our life and how they have an extreme impact on who we are and who we want to be. So just some slight Dominican news before we get back into the segment. ASDU Spring Community Festival is on Saturday, April 5th from 12 to 4. It's on the library lawn / Calarega Plaza. So come join us for an afternoon of fun inflatables and free barbecue. We are also co-hosting a letter writing campaign with the Campus Ministry Club. We will be writing letters to deployed soldiers to help bring up their morale and let them know that we are thinking about them. So please go and join them. I would think that sounds really fun, and I'm sure the soldiers will really appreciate it as well. Also, ASDU Pool Hall Night is on Thursday, April 10th from 9 to midnight in this classic billiards. And so come hang out and play some pool and get some free pizza. So that also sounds really great. And last, with some Dominican news, is ASDU's Masquerade Boat Dance. Yay! Super excited. The boat dance tickets and bus tickets will be on sale starting April 7th. The dance is on Saturday, April 26th. It's at Pier 3 Hornblower Landing, and it's from 8 to 11 p.m. For bus rides, you are to meet at Conlon Gym at 5 p.m., where they will be giving you wristbands before you enter on the bus. And for those not riding the bus, meet at the pier by 7:30, or you will not be able to board the boat. So tickets are $35 for Dominican students with an ID and $45 for guest tickets. And you must bring a guest pass when purchasing the ticket. So make sure that you purchase your ticket with either cash or credit card, and make sure that you buy it before the dance because prices will go up. So that's coming up. I'm super excited for all this fun news. So back to my show, Life's a Beach. We're talking about the different roles that we play in life, and we touched on what Shakespeare had said in his famous poem, All the World's Stage. And so after discussing how the role of being a daughter is extremely important in my life, I can also touch base on how the role of being a sister, and especially a cousin, comes into play when it comes to family. For my sisters, it is really important that I am there for them, and they know that I'm listening and I understand what they go through. And so sisterhood is a beautiful, magical disaster at times, and we do have our fights, and we do steal each other's clothes, and we, you know, do talk about boys, this and that. But in the end of the day, they really are my best friends, because not only can we live together, we figure that out after 18 years of life, but we found out that there's nobody truly like us out there that I can be completely myself with. So sisterhood plays an important role and has definitely made an impact, because it has made me more confident and it's made me who I am. And as well as being a cousin, my mom's side of the family, we all live within about 20-25 miles from each other. So whenever we get together, it's a really fun ordeal. There's about 14 of us, I believe, and we're all within the age of about freshman in high school to a 23-year-old. So just having that many people in that small age gap is great, because we all are going through the same experiences and know how to get through school and get through social aspects. So be able to rely on each other for that is a really great thing, and to have them being so close is even better. So I miss them extremely right now, especially. I won't be home for Easter this year. We won't have our infamous Easter hunt or our amazing race, but I'm sure that they'll find something fun to do, and I'll be back down there soon. So continuing on, another role that I have played since Lord knows it feels like forever, but being a student is actually a really vital role to who we are and who we want to be. I went to preschool. I would hope most people would go to preschool. And even then, I remember running to the front gate the very first day and being super excited to leave my house and meet new people and do new things. And even though, you know, it's just preschool, I just remember wanting to be like my older sister and go to school and do all those aspects that were so foreign to me. And even then, I always had that excitement on the very first day, the very beginning of school, to start a new grade, to start something new, to grow and flourish through the education system. And so, though being a student does have its drawbacks with all the essays and, you know, tests and stress that come along with it, it really does teach you how to be a strong character when it comes to skills that can help you in the workplace, and they can teach you patience and obviously organization and knowledge of the subject. But it teaches you, what do you want to do with your life? Being able to be exposed to so many different subjects really does teach you what you like and what you don't like. And being a student for me has always been something really important, because I feel a connection to whatever I learn. I feel a connection to the teacher. I have been blessed to have really great teachers in my life who are happy to have their job and have inspired me to teach others and to really envelop myself in whatever I do. Especially in high school, I had I took AP classes, and those teachers really, really worked me to the point where I didn't think I could make it, because it was just so much work, and I was only 16 taking a college course, and it was just really intense. But in the end, I passed the AP exam, I got an A in the class, and at the end I really looked back and said, you know, without them pushing me, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I really do thank all of my teachers for pushing me and making me a better student, and in the long run, a better person. So thank you for that. And going on from those skills really teach you how to be a person in the workplace. So another role that is vital is the employee. And I am blessed to have two jobs, you know, on top of being a full-time student and everything else. I am an employee for the campus, and I work for the Big History Program with the nicest women in the world. And every day every time that we gather, they always are so optimistic. They really teach me how to be so positive when it comes to knowledge and to how to connect with people and how to make things better for the future. And even though my role in my job on campus is, you know, not that big and not that important, it still has made an impact on them, and they continue to thank me every time that I participate, and it's a blessing for me to be able to be there. So being an employee really does teach me how to respect the bosses and such. But it really teaches me how to be self-disciplined and to be able to get my work done in a way that is sufficient, but also, you know, hardworking and organized and clean. And so my second job is off campus, downtown at a cute little clothing shop. And at first I was really nervous to be able to be part of this team, because they were older girls and it was just this totally foreign territory for me. But in the end, it really has shaped me to be stronger and more confident in the words and actions that I do and say. And it's really taught me that to be able to communicate in a way that is important for people to understand, but is still respectful. And so those girls have really become my close friends and confidants and sisters and to a point. And it's really fun to be able to go to work every day knowing that I have a smile on my face and I get to help people. And just to know that I get that those people that I do help, it has been a very vital experience for them It just makes me feel better knowing that I get to be a part of that team. So, as a review, the important roles that I feel like I have played in my life thus far are being a daughter, a sister, a cousin, a student, and an employee, and how they all have intertwined and really made me who I am today, and how I really see how that they will influence me into the future. So, one more time, we're going to take one more break, and this is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Life's a Beach with Little Fish. So, we're going to take a short break real quick, and we'll be right back.
Stop I'll never stop watching as you leave. I'll never stop losing my breath every time I see you looking back at me. And I will never stop holding your hand. I'll never stop opening your door. I'll never stop choosing you, babe. I'll never get used to you.
Welcome back, penguins. This is Little Fish on radio.dominican.edu, and you are listening to Life's a Beach. So today we are talking about how we play different roles in our life and how they have an impact on us. But real quick, we're going to do some Dominican news. ASDU Giants game is on Tuesday, April 29th at AT&T Park at 7:05. And tickets will be $15, and we will take cash or credit card, and buses will leave Dominican at 5 o'clock. So make sure that you participate in that. Cap Amelia's of Dominican is third annual Filipino Culture Night is of 2014. It will be on Saturday, April 12th. In Angelico Hall, and doors open at 5. And the show starts at 6, so tickets pre-sale are $10 and $15 at the door. And lastly, the Relay for Life participants are wanted, and Dominican is hosting its fourth Relay for Life event in April, and you are invited to join us. Relay for Life is a 24-hour long walk and fundraiser that benefits the American Cancer Society. It will take place on campus in the Conlon Rec Center. This event is from Friday, April 11th to Saturday, April 12th from 11 a.m. until 11 a.m. And you can register and make teams and get more information at the Relay for Life by visiting relayforlife.org /Dominican University, California. So that's some news from Dominican. And so if you have any more questions, just go ahead and email those ASDU or the Relay for Life people. So back to my show. Today we're talking about the different roles we're playing, and we touched on how Shakespeare so eloquently put it in his poem, All the World's a Stage. And it's funny how so many different aspects of this poem really relate to us and all the stages that we go through, though I particularly can't fully relate to it because I am not a man. But he does talk about how, you know, go from a baby into a schoolboy, and how he doesn't want to go to school, and how he becomes a lover, and he then becomes a soldier, and then becomes that he's really quick to quarrel, and then becomes a justice, and then becomes an old man, and then eventually dies. And so it's funny to see the transition of this poem from stage to stage, and how we can see ourselves in each stage as well. So with the beginning segments, we talked about how the roles of being a daughter and a sister and a cousin, a student and employee have really shaped me into who I am, but have inspired other people to be influenced in their own role as well. So now this segment, we're going to talk about how there's different roles that I continue to play and how I really see myself in new roles in the future. And so I'm excited to see what that has in store for me. And so as of now, I still continue to play all of these roles. I'm still a daughter, I'm still a sister, a student, an employee and such. But I like to think that I want to continue my quest for becoming the best that I can be. And that starts with embracing my role as a friend and being there for all of my friends that are here on campus and far away across the sea or down in Southern California. I want to embrace this role of mine and to really try to be the best that I can be for them, because they have made such an impact on me and my own choices and lifestyle that I'm blessed to be able to have all of them there. So being a friend is a role that many of us don't get to choose sometimes. We kind of just fall into a friendship and we don't even realize how drastic things would be, how different they would be if that friendship didn't exist. And so having that role is something that we really need to not take for granted and to continue to embrace. And another role that each of us can become a part of are the simple things that we don't even know are influencing us as we continue through life. So such as like being a protector, someone who really wants to stand up for others and to do the right thing, and to, even if it's something small as, you know, someone who just needs to have some confidence, or if it's really something physical like a police officer or such, they really play the role of being a protector. Or being a leader is a role that many see as fearful or others see as a challenge. Being a leader is something that is important for society because such positive influences can really change the world in a way that we would never be able to see possible. If we just look back in our history and see all the leaders that we have been influenced by, and then try to imagine what society would be like without them and without their presence, it's hard to see what the world would be like today. So even if we go back to the very beginning and just of America's history and see what life would be like without the framers, or if they had a different belief system, how this country could have drastically changed without each of their influences. And even going on further in history, Abraham Lincoln, without his leadership, without his thoughts and words, would America really have the face that it does today? Would certain negative aspects that happened during Lincoln's time still be around? And so it's interesting to see how those great leaders in the White House have really influenced us. But we should look at the people who are, you know, not under the title of president as well. You know, look at Martin Luther King Jr. and how he was a leader for such a great cause. And all the things that he did. And though I believe that the rights would have still been fought for, it was his voice that really helped them become an important issue for society during his time. And so he really has inspired people when he was alive and today to be a leader and to be and to fight for what we believe is right. So it's those powerful leaders that really teach us who we are and what we should be fighting for. And though those leaders have followers, those followers are still very important to the process because they enrich the message and they support the leader in what they do and say. And so, and even in their own right, they are leaders because they have fought for something that is that much more important. So those are some very broad roles that we play every day that we don't even know that we have become a part of until it's something bigger than we think. And so personally, I have been able to look at the roles that I have played in my last few years, obviously being the daughter and the sister, and now the fully employed employee has really impacted me as well. But I have been blessed to have a wonderful boyfriend in my life, and though I haven't been able to see him very lately because of schedules and stuff, but I always get so excited when I do get to see him because he knows just how to put a smile on my face. And so though this is a new role for me lately because it's been a little while, I still get excited to think that there are new roles out there for me to play and youth experiences for me to participate in. So if it means that I have to watch March Madness and to talk about the Final Four and knowing who the NBA Final Court is and be able to talk sports, then so be it. If it means that I get to make brownies and croissants or whatever dinner dish we decide on that day for him and his roommates, then so be it. If it means that I get to go do fun experiences and go check out this beautiful area in places I would have never ended up before and meeting new people that he has introduced me to, then so be it. Because in the end, it only adds to the experience of life and make me a stronger, better person. So every day I'm thankful that I have such a positive influence with him there. And I hope that I hope I influence him in the positive aspects as well. I would have to ask him, but it's a give and take. And that's what I've learned being in a relationship, that the role isn't just supposed to be, you know, all smiles and rainbows, but when it does have its dark side, he's supposed to be the person I can turn to, and we can make things better and make compromises and talk about things that and make things happy again. So I'm happy that I can go through all the emotions and know that no matter what, things will be okay in the end. So that's one of my most favorite roles I've played thus far, personally, because all the other ones I have been able to fully embrace, but this one's something that is new and exciting, so I'm happy that I get to play this role. So we're going to take a short break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about future roles and what we can do for ourselves in the future when it comes to making an influence. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Coming through. with sweetness, and you fill my head with you. Shall I write it in a letter? Shall I try to get it down? Boy, you fill my head with pieces of a song I can't get out. Can I be close to you? Ooh, ooh. Can I be close to you? Ooh, ooh. Can I take it to a moment? Trees are filled with memories of the feelings never told. When the evening pulls the sun down and the day is almost through, oh, the whole world it is sleeping, but my world is you. Can I be close to
Welcome back, penguins. This is Little Fish on Life's a Beach, and you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. And we're just getting closer to the end of my show, and I'd just like to thank you for listening. And in this last segment, we're going to reflect on the different roles that we play in life and how they each have made an impact on who we are and who we want to be. So, as of my life... As an example, I have played the roles of being a daughter and a sister and a cousin, a student, an employee, and a friend. And I have reflected on being a protector, a leader, and a follower, and a girlfriend. And in the future, how I did want to play more vital roles and how I want to continue to grow and to expand and to become a person who I'm proud of and who and become the right person I'm supposed to be. So in the future, I hope that I can one day become a wife, find the man I'm supposed to be with, and to be able to make him happy for the rest of my life would be my dream. So to be a wife and then to one day become a mother as well. I went through a slight phase last year where I didn't think I wanted to be a mom. And I was just really against children, and it was just gross, and I just didn't see the appeal at all. And it was my second semester course, mind you. I was a 19-year-old teenager, so let's be real, how often we change our minds. But I had to write a paper for a class, and I ended up being able to choose anything I wanted, but for some reason I chose the topic of child rearing and we had to compare it to modern society and to the Paleolithic era. And the fact that I chose this topic kind of like made me rethink my whole decision of having children. But at the same time, I wrote another paper about, I'm not really sure what it was about, but it was about children. And so at one time I was writing like three papers on children, and I guess that was just, you know, the world's way of telling me, like, let's not be hasty and let's not make decisions before you know all the information. So I've obviously have began to change my mind, and hopefully one day will become a mother and hopefully be good at it. Lord knows if that's going to happen, but, you know, I'll try. I'm willing to do the work. So until that happens, I hope one day I become an aunt. I'm super stoked for my sisters to have kids one day. So I'll just squish them, make them happy, and then hand them back when they start crying. So that's my plan. Then become a godparent if they love me enough. And one day in the future, become a grandma when my children grow old one day. And so those are the stages in my personal life that I hope that I can one day aspire to. And then hopefully grow in my career and become who I'm supposed to be. And hopefully become I don't really care if I'm famous, but successful. A successful writer or anything in that area. We'll see where life takes me. But there's so many roles I play and so many roles that I aspire to. So I'm excited to see where I go and how things will change and influence who I am and who I want to be. So that was today's show, talking about the different roles that each of us play. And so just one more time, I like to read Shakespeare's All the World's a Stage and have each one of my followers and listeners listen to each word and really reflect on our own role that we have played and what we will play through the words of Shakespeare. So here's All the World's a Stage. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages. At first, the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms. Then the whining schoolboy, with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snail unwillingly to school. And then the lover, sighing like furnace of the woeful ballad made to his mistress's brow. Then a soldier, full of strange oaths and bearded like the pard, jealous in honor, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble of reputation, even in the cannon's mouth. And then the justice, in fair round belly with the good cap and lined, with eyes severe and beard a formal cut, full of wise saws and modern instances, and so he plays his part. The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch on side, his youthful hose well saved, a world too wide, for his shrunk shank and his big manly voice, turning again to a childish treble, pipes and whistles in his sound. Last scene of all, that ends this strange eventful history, is second childishness and mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything. And that was All the World's a Stage by Shakespeare. So thank you for listening today to Life's a Beach, and I am Little Fish, and this is Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. I hope you have a wonderful spring day on April 2nd, and to really reflect on the roles that you play. So thank you for listening, and I hope that you have a good day.